This is In the News in VOA Special English. Tuesday's Middle East Conference in Annapolis, Maryland, put Israelis and Palestinians back on the roadmap to peace. Now the question is, how far will they get? The roadmap is the name for a plan that is supposed to lead to a permanent two-state solution to the conflict. The quartet of the United States, Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations launched the plan in 2003. The plan did not go far. But this week, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert agreed to immediately restart negotiations. They promised to seek a peace treaty that furthers the goal of an independent Palestine. The two sides have not held serious negotiations in 7 years. A committee that will guide the talks will hold its first meeting December 12th. The aim is to reach an agreement by the end of next year. Many Arab countries, including Saudi Arabia and Syria, attended the international conference held by the United States. Iran was not invited. President Bush said in Annapolis that the United States will be actively involved in the peace process. On Wednesday, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice named retired General James Jones as her new special diplomat for Middle East security. He will work with Israelis and Palestinians. But the Palestinians are split, politically and physically. The Islamic Hamas movement seized control of Gaza in June. Mr. Abbas's Fatah party holds power in the West Bank, which has a larger population. The main issues between Israel and the Palestinians include final borders and the right of return for refugees. But the most divisive issue may be the future of Jerusalem. Palestinians want East Jerusalem to be the capital of a Palestinian state. Prime Minister Olmert recently said he is ready to hand over some Arab neighborhoods in that part of the city. But he faces opposition from those who want to keep an undivided Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Israel captured East Jerusalem, including the Old City, in the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. About 450,000 Israelis live in East Jerusalem and nearby settlements on the West Bank. Israel was established in 1948 under a United Nations plan to divide the area into Arab and Jewish states. Arab nations rejected the plan and invaded Israel a day after its independence. Carnegie scholar Eric Davis is a political science professor at Rutgers University in New Jersey. He says the most important thing that must come out of Annapolis is a real plan where both sides begin to compromise. He notes concerns that Mr. Olmert and Mr. Abbas do not hold enough political power to make compromises that would keep the talks moving. Without strong support, he says, the chance exists that their enemies could try to block the road to peace. And that's In the News in VOA Special English, written by Brianna Blake. I'm Steve Ember.